Hello, everybody, and welcome to our INE Office Hours call for the month of May 2020. I am super excited to be here and to answer your questions and to help you with any client issues that you might be having, to clarify anything on content that you're going through, and to help you with business kind of questions, whatever it is that you need. This is the INE Office Hours, and it's anything goes, really. And if there's something that's off limits, I will definitely tell you. So, yeah. So even if it's a question about you, about your own personal health, because that's part of our mission and a part of our philosophy towards becoming a really empowered, unstoppable practitioner, is when you have the self-care in place, you have the clinical skills in place, and you have an authentic way to market yourself and run your business. So whatever it is that you have questions about. I did want to mention that we've been toying with the idea of moving these calls on to our Zoom account. At one point, we made the decision to keep them here on Instant Teleseminar as audio only, mainly because when we do a launch of a program, we'd have a lot of folks in here, and we were concerned that we'd go over the 100 limit that we had with Zoom. Well, we've recently been able to get the Zoom limit raised to 500, so that's not an issue anymore. And we could just make all of our calls on Zoom rather than still use the Instant Teleseminar platform. So if anybody has opinions about that one way or the other, go ahead and type it in the chat or raise your hand and we'll open up your line. So let's see. So here's how these calls work. If you have a question, a comment, you want to share a success, you have a challenging client situation, you're dealing with a struggle in your own health, or you have something about how to market your business, go ahead and either type in the chat, type into the Q&A box, or preferably raise your hand on the phone and let's have a conversation. I'm going to look in the Q&A to see who's questions in advance. I do see it, yes. Catherine, I've gone through the first module of INE. I'm getting started. Oh, so basically insulin resistance. Yeah, I'm getting started with the sweet spot. Just need to get my glucose monitor strips. I have an American reader, but would like to get one in Canadian units, as I'll be working with Canadian clients. Do you have a Canadian unit reference ranges? Yeah, actually, we do have that. There is, if you go into sweet spot, it's obviously, I don't remember where it is. It's in IRSPT. But here's the thing, as far as reference ranges. Yeah, it's in sweet spot, and it's in module or week two of the new sweet spot. And we talk there about the ranges, and I have an interpretation like below 110, 110 means. But here's the thing. It's so easy. 18. Multiply by 18 or divide by 18. So if you've got a number in the U.S. measures, so say the number is 110, which is where I like to keep it below for people as they're going through the program, 110 divided by 18 is whatever, 5 point something. Let's see. I'm going to get my calculator out. So let's just say I said 110. Clear. 110 divided by 18 equals 6.11, right? So that's what the top end of the range would be, 6.11 on your Canadian or international meter. My low end, right? I don't really do a lot of low end stuff, but if you were saying, oh, I'm concerned because this person's on medications and they're going low, let's just say we don't want them to go below 70. 70 divided by 18 is 3.88. So that's how you calculate it. You can calculate the ranges, but it's definitely out there. It is on, it should be on the assessments page in IRSPT too. And there's a little calculator as well that I've given you a link to. So I hope that helps. Awesome. Back at the chat, I don't see any have conversations going on and I don't see any hands raised. So we're quiet today. What's going on? Anybody have an opinion about Zoom versus Instant Teleseminar? So video conference ability to see each other and chat that way. The other advantage to that is their screen share of capabilities. So if you had a client lab that you wanted me to take a quick look at, you can put it up on your screen and show it to me. So those are those things. So I see somebody in Denver and I see somebody in Michigan on the phone. And then I can't, that's the other thing. I can't tell with Instant Teleseminar when I go to the webcast, it'll just tell me the number of people, but I don't know who's on. So people become anonymous. And not that I, you know, want you to not be anonymous. I want to know you. I want to get to know you and know how I can support you. So let's see. Q&A. I'll refresh it. Chat. No, nothing in chat. And no hands up. So is this going to be a really short call? Who's in insulin resistance, IRSPT? I know that the office hours calls for IRSPT, we really didn't start until, they shouldn't have been starting until, I think, July, after we finished the weekly calls, because you don't need extra calls. So I just figured you get 5 months of those, of these calls, you can get those starting in July. That way you're covered all the way through the end of the year. So if that's not what's happening, I'll look into it to see why you're getting that, because I don't want it to run out before, because we just talked to the group yesterday. So let me just put that down. INE office hours for IRSPT. We'll check that out. All right. So who else? Anything else? Do we just make this a short call this month? Angelica, anything? Any questions from anybody that you've heard? Do you have any questions? I know you're taking the pulse on the sweet spot group, so you know what kind of questions come up. And if there's questions that come up that you think practitioners would be helpful for them to hear what's coming up, go ahead and unmute yourself. I don't even know if you're on the phone. I think you're just on the web. All right. I always get a little nervous when there's not a lot of people on. Or not a lot of questions, that hopefully the reminders went out. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll just leave this on for a while in case anybody pops in late, but we could just call it a day and come back next month.